Podium Audio presents The Restaurant on Plum Island, Book 3 of Cobble Beach Romance Series. Written by Amy Rafferty. Performed by Amy Landon and Danny Gavigan.
Chapter 1. Carly Donovan moved gracefully through the dazzling extravagance of the Summer Inn's executive ballroom, where a fairy tale wedding reception for Carolyn Shaw and Brad Daines unfolded in a splash of celebrity splendor. The room radiated grandeur, from the crystal chandeliers casting a soft glow to the carefully arranged floral centerpieces. The glass front of the room opened onto a patio, seamlessly blending the celebration with the moonlit beach beyond. Carly sought refuge in the shadows of the room as she observed the lively dance floor and skillfully avoided the many guests, both famous and Plum Island locals. She glanced at her wristwatch, wondering if 2 hours was long enough for her to have been there before using her excuse to make a quick escape. Carly could slink into only so many corners, and she'd nearly bumped into one of the Blackwell brothers, who was also trying to disappear into the shadows, which was not good, as they were the main people Carly was trying to avoid. Her eyes scanned the room, finding the bride. Carolyn was talking to Jennifer Gaines. Now would be the perfect time to approach her, make an excuse, and leave. Carly looked toward the dance floor, where Reef, her 17-year-old son, reveled in the festivities with his friends, injecting youthful energy into the elegant affair. He didn't look like he was ready to leave, so Carly sought out her brother Harley, whom she found at the bar. "Harley," she greeted him with a subtle smile.
"Hey, Carly,"
Harley replied, returning her smile.
"I see you're not enjoying the festivities."
"No, I am not." Carly's eyes slid toward where she'd last seen Ethan Blackwell, but he was no longer there. She turned back to Harley. "I want to go. I have a headache."
"Of course you do."
Harley winked and followed her gaze to where Reef was dancing with Carolyn's daughter, Jules.
"Ah."
He nodded in realization. "Reef's not ready to leave."
"No, he's not."
Carly sighed and looked at her older brother. "Would you be able to give him a lift home and keep an eye on him?"
"Of course,"
Harley said, turning to get his ordered drinks and glancing to where his new girlfriend Jennifer and the bride were talking.
"Do you want me to make your excuses to Carolyn and Brad?"
"No." Carly shook her head. "If you'll let Reef know I said goodbye, I love him and he must behave himself.
And that I'm now in charge and I'm his ride home."
Harley looked at his nephew. "Please." Carly nodded. "I'll go and say thank you, congratulations, and good night to Carolyn." Before she turned away, she looked at her older brother. "I'm really happy you found love again, Harley. I like Jennifer. She's lovely."
"Thank you, little sister."
Harley leaned forward and kissed her cheek.
"You'll find love again, too."
"No." Carly exaggerated the word emphatically and shook her head. "I'm done with that and all the drama that comes with it."
"Carly, that was a different time. You were literally someone else back then,"
Harley pointed out. "If I agree with you, can we change the subject and say goodnight?" Carly looked at him with a pained expression. "I know that you're deeply in love and extremely happy, but for me, my son is the love of my life and the most important person to me."
"Yes, but soon he's going to be moving on to find the most important person in the world to him,"
Harley pointed out.
"I don't want you to end up alone."
"You mean like Uncle Sam?" Carly raised an eyebrow at the reference to their bachelor uncle, who'd raised them when their parents died. "He's always seemed really happy being single and relationship drama-free."
"No, little sister. That's where you're wrong."
Harley corrected her.
"Uncle Sam has been secretly in love with my new girlfriend's..."
He grinned.
"I love saying that."
He drew a breath before continuing as Carly rolled her eyes. "Aunt Betty."
"Betty Swan?"
Carly's brows rose. "I always thought something was going on between them." She looked at Harley questioningly.
"Have they finally admitted it?"
"Not in so many words," Harley admitted, "but close."
"Or you're just in love and want everyone else to be in love," Carly told him, shaking her head.
"Now, I'd better go before more guests surround Carolyn." Before Carly could wish her brother goodnight, the hair on her arms prickled as tension straightened her spine when Alex Blackwell's